Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid-Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider about the school district's COVID-19 information gathering and their procedures for students who have tested positive for COVID-19.
So our goal is always to try to post the current day's numbers by 3 o'clock or 3:30. By the time school's out is when we try to post it. But, you know, that some days that takes a big effort from our school nurses because they have to be in contact with parents. They have to be in contact with the county health department. Yeah, I have nothing but admiration for the work that our school nurses are doing right now. And I do want to point out that the numbers are not accumulative on the website. So those are the actual numbers for that day. You know what I'm saying? So if you look at our website, you see that one person had tested positive for COVID-19. And that was true for the 31st and it's true for the 1st. I'm assuming that's the same student. So you don't add those two together. It's just we have one person right now that has COVID-19.
Right, and as you guys kind of test more people and as people potentially become positive, that number will then change.
Yeah, and obviously if they don't have COVID anymore and they come back, they won't be included in that number, you know.
Of those students who are quarantining at this point, are those confirmed cases or are those people who are at home quarantining because of contact tracing?
Yes, they were quarantined because of contact tracing, yes. So if a student tests positive for COVID-19, they are not included in the absence due to quarantine, and they're not included in the absence due to other illness. So each one of those numbers represents a different student. And those students, for quarantining purposes, are identified to us through public health. Washington County Public Health does the contact tracing, and they let us know who needs to be quarantined. Now, obviously, if it involves a class, you know, if the person who tested positive for COVID-19 was in class or was, took part in an activity, they're certainly going to contact us and say, get us a list of students that this student was around. And so we help them. But the final determination for quarantining is the public health department. And the other thing I'd like to reiterate is sometimes students are under quarantine not because of something that happened at school. It could be something that happened on the weekend. So they, you know, maybe they had a family member that was diagnosed with or tested positive for COVID-19. And obviously they were with the family member on the weekend. Then that student's going to be identified for quarantine and is going to notify us that this student needs to be quarantined. But it wasn't, they needed to be quarantined because of contact they necessarily had at school.
What is kind of the procedures for those students who are being quarantined at this point? Are they going to go online or what's kind of the process?
If we're notified by public health that a student needs to be quarantined, obviously the student is taken out of class. They're isolated. Parents are called. The parent comes and gets the student. Then under quarantine, we want them to continue to do schoolwork under quarantine. And so the teachers of their classes then are responsible for making sure they get work, are responsible for touching base, are responsible that, you know, if they need anything, that we get them whatever materials they need. We don't consider it a 14-day vacation for the student. We want students to still do their learning, realizing, of course, they can't do it in person, and so we're going to do everything we can to provide the materials they need so they continue work at home.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Mid-Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.